Embrace, expose, exchange.
He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. 1 Peter 2:24 and 25.
Today, I would like to draw your attention to two actions. He himself bore our sins so that we might die to sins. These two actions are closely connected. Have you ever tried to get rid of sins? The perpetual gossiping, the excessive boasting, the continual pouting? I have. It did not work until I found out that I couldn't die to my sins without having Jesus bearing my sins. Although Jesus already bore my sins on the cross a long time ago, I discovered that I had to allow him to bear my sins daily, moment by moment. This is how I do it. Embrace your sins. First, I accept my sins. I individualize them. I name them. More importantly, I find their underlying beliefs of abandonment, condemnation, and shame, because these are the lies from the Father of lies. Expose your sins. Next, I expose my sins. I stop protecting myself from feeling abandoned, condemned, or shamed. I deprive myself of the shelter where I like to hide when I feel ashamed. I quit blaming others when I feel condemned. I cease running away when I feel abandoned. Exchange your sins. Then I submit each individual sin and its underlying belief to Jesus to bear it for me. You see, by bearing my sin, Jesus does something to it. He disarms it with his truth. He disbands it with his love. He discomfits it with his hope. On the bearing shoulders of Jesus, my sins and their beliefs are held up to God's supernatural power of light and exchanged for his truth, hope, and love.
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5:21.
I bless you to bring each individual sin with its underlying belief to Jesus, so he can bear each sin and deprive it of its power. I bless you.